From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Jewish schools and religious sites across France are under a heightened security as the hunt continues for a gunman who killed three children and a teacher at a Jewish school in the southern city of Toulouse this morning. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that the weapon was the same used in the killings of three French soldiers outside a military base in Toulouse last week.
In the two previous instances and the latest, the gunman drove up on a motorcycle, apparently chose his victims, and fired at point-blank range before speeding off. The same .45 caliber handgun was used. French police say they're on the hunt for a possible terrorist or serial killer who could strike again. Witnesses at the school describe a man dressed all in black with light green eyes. The dead in the latest incident include a rabbi and his two children, ages 3 and 6, and an 8-year-old girl. No motive is yet known for the attacks. The killings have shocked the nation during a presidential campaign. President Nicolas Sarkozy and the other major candidates temporarily suspended the campaign and came to Toulouse to support the Jewish community. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Toulouse.
The Army sergeant accused of slaughtering Afghan civilians has met with his attorney for the first time since the attack on villages earlier this month. The lawyer, John Henry Brown, tells the Associated Press it was an emotional 3.5 hours at Fort Leavenworth, where Sergeant Robert Bales is being held in isolation. He has yet to be charged. Tomorrow is the deadline for presidential candidates to file their fundraising reports with the Federal Election Commission. NPR's Scott Horsley reports President Obama's re-election campaign is giving supporters a sneak preview.
President Obama's re-election team released some selective highlights from its financial report through its Twitter feed and campaign website. The campaign raised more than $45 million last month, but it offered no breakdown of how much of that total goes to the Democratic National Committee. The campaign also has not yet said how much it spent in February or how much cash it still has on hand. February's fundraising total is about 4 times Mitt Romney's haul, but it's less than Mr. Obama himself raised during a similar period 4 years ago. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Meanwhile, Republican Mitt Romney has been campaigning in President Obama's home turf of Illinois in Springfield today. He talked about the economy, though it's doing better, Romney says. The economic recovery has been slower than expected under Obama's watch. Peyton Manning reportedly is going with the Broncos. The Denver Post says the quarterback superstar called Broncos legend John Elway to break the news. Elway is now Denver's vice president of football operations. Manning, a four-time NFL MVP, had a series of neck surgeries. He was released by the Indianapolis Colts after 14 years. ESPN is calling it a done deal, though, barring a snag during intensified contract negotiations. Before the close, the Dow was up 6 points. This is NPR News. Russia's foreign minister is vowing to keep pressing the Syrian government to honor daily ceasefires that would allow humanitarian aid to get through to the hardest-hit Syrian neighborhoods. Today, Sergei Lavrov said his government firmly supports the plan, though Russia and China still oppose a UN resolution that demands the Syrian government end its year-long crackdown on dissent. Searchers have found the body of the hot air balloon pilot who went missing after he was struck by a powerful thunderstorm in Georgia last week. They say Edward Restaino was ferrying skydivers when a fast-developing storm hit and sucked in his balloon. Skydivers say the pilot was able to find a field where they could parachute to safety before his balloon crashed. Field is set for this year's Sweet 16 in the men's NCAA basketball tournament. All four of the number one seeds still alive, but as Scott Graff of member station WFAE reports, one has suffered a big injury.
Many had the University of North Carolina winning it all this year, but the Tar Heels suffered the tournament's most significant injury so far in yesterday's 14-point win over Creighton. Point guard and playmaker Kendall Marshall broke one of his wrists. He kept playing, but is now scheduled to have surgery today. As a result, his status for the rest of the tournament and that of his team's chances to win this year's title aren't clear. Meanwhile, the lowest-seeded team still playing is Ohio University. The 13th-seeded Bobcats have won a school record 28 games and are having their best season since 1964. Ohio will take on North Carolina Friday in St. Louis. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.